My guest at this time is investigative reporter James Simpson. You can see his work regularly on the American Thinker, Breitbart, and Crisis Now websites. Earlier this week, Jim wrote an explosive report for Accuracy in Media suggesting the United States is withholding key support in the fight against the Boko Haram terrorist group because of political considerations just days ahead of key Nigerian elections. And Jim, thanks very much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Your story reports that the U.S. is withholding arms, intelligence, and training from the Nigerian government at the same time that the firm founded by longtime Obama strategist David Axelrod is working for the Muslim candidate for president against the incumbent Christian president. Is that the reason for the limited support, or is this just a coincidence? What kind of evidence exists to determine exactly why the administration is doing what it's doing here?
Okay, well, first, a minor correction. The Nigerians canceled the military training they were that was scheduled to occur between the two nations last November. And it was their way of basically expressing their anger towards the United States for all the other things that the U.S. had done. And Nigerians, overwhelmingly, at least the ones that I talked to and the articles that I've been able to access, believe that the U.S. deliberately withheld military aid to the Nigerian president because David Axelrod's group, AKPD, is consulting his Muslim opponent in the upcoming elections, retired General Muhammadu Buhari. And Jonathan has... He's lost popular. He wasn't that popular to begin with, but appears to be weak and ineffectual in the battle against Boko Haram because he's been unable to obtain the arms that he needs to conduct a proper war. And that's their argument. When the United States wouldn't provide them with the arms, specifically they wanted Cobra helicopters and some other things, and they also wanted intelligence support. They got a little bit of intelligence support, but the U.S. said that they weren't going to supply them arms because their military had been they were restricted from doing so because of the so-called Leahy Amendment, which prevents the United States from selling arms to countries who have been accused of human rights violations. And the trouble with that is the United States has provided arms to many other countries who have committed human rights violations. But in this particular case, they made a special exception, so to speak, for Nigeria. And it really looks very much like the Nigerians are correct in their assessment.
Let's follow up on a couple of critical points that you made here, Jim. First of all, what do you know about how Axelrod's firm got connected to this General Buhari, who was a dictator and eventually removed from power back in the 80s?
Well, I mean, Buhari is sort of the perennial candidate. He ran in 2011. He is widely known for the 2 years that he spent as military dictator. Of course, he was overthrown. He led a coup that overthrew the previous military dictator, and then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he was overthrown by another one. And, you know, Nigeria went through this gyrations back and forth until the late 1990s when they finally actually had a democratic election, and the elections have been going on since then. And, you know, they're gradually growing out of this tradition of military dictatorships that has been going on since they gained independence in the 60s. But I honestly don't know how Axelrod's group was connected to Buhari. He hired them, basically.
Do you get the sense that this is the candidate the administration would want anyway, or that they're doing Axelrod a favor here?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, another aspect of it that was not included in this story is that last year, the Nigerian government passed an extremely restrictive law against gays. They basically made it a very serious crime to engage in homosexuality, to attempt to gay marriage. You know, you could do 10 or more years just for a public display of affection. And very much throughout Africa, you know, the gay rights agenda is detested throughout much of Africa. And most, 70% of African states have laws outlawing homosexuality. And so this particularly harsh law was passed in December of 2013, and the United States and other Western nations spoke out against it. And Obama, in sort of veiled threats, said that he would withhold aid if they didn't repeal that law. And the Nigerians basically told them to get lost. We're going to do what we want, and you don't have any right to impose your, you know, morality on us. And so that's another dimension to it. There's a lot of things that Obama appears not to like about the current president of Nigeria.
Jim, from what you've discussed with folks in Nigeria and folks who are well up to speed on the situation, what would the Boko Haram threat look like right now if we had shared the weapons and perhaps more intelligence?
It's hard to say. Right now, they are apparently just beating the heck out of Boko Haram. They were able to very recently engage in agreements with border states of Niger and Cameroon in particular to go after the Boko Haram in joint exercises. This is something that these border states had previously, you know, refused to do, but now they see the danger, so they've all sort of joined together to fight Boko Haram, and they're really taking a beating. Apparently, you know, I mean, it's hard to know. I have links to different stories where they claim they have retaken 40 towns that were occupied by Boko Haram, and they've killed at least 500 of them, and that the group has gone back into the jungle in the border regions between Nigeria, Chad, and Cameroon. And so they are having an impact. But they claim it's because, well, finally they had to go around, turn around and get their arms from Russia. And they got Russian attack helicopters, and some other, you know, heavy-duty military equipment, troop carriers and APCs and things like that. And they've been able to take the fight to the enemy.
Last question here for you, Jim. You mentioned earlier that the Obama administration seems to be somewhat selective in deciding which countries with human rights violations get weapons support and which ones don't. I believe it was in your piece where you pointed out that Secretary of State John Kerry has hinted that the human rights record may be reevaluated after the elections.
The whole thing is a joke. I mean, we provided military aid to Uganda, and they have a bad human rights record as well. We've provided military aid to al-Qaeda-linked groups in Libya who are now joining ISIS. You know, I mean, the whole thing is ludicrous, and John Kerry essentially admitted as much when he said that, well, we might be able to evaluate after the election. Now, one thing that's interesting, the president, Good Luck Jonathan, and his people have accused their Muslim opponent, Buhari, of having made an agreement with Western nations that if he gets elected, that he will overturn this anti-gay law and allow them to move forward with you know, in promoting gay marriage. And so that's an interesting one. I find it hard to believe, frankly, that a Muslim candidate would even attempt to get away with that. But that's what they're claiming.
Well, certainly an amazing piece that we're glad to highlight, and we'll certainly be following up to see what happens in the elections this weekend as well. So, Jim, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
Investigative reporter James Simpson. You can find his work regularly on the American Thinker, Breitbart, and Crisis Now websites. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.